The Hayes and Choi articles provide different perspectives on these struggles. Hayes, writing in 1964, sought to understand what interests these reformers represented. At the time, the machine reform struggles had largely been portrayed as a battle between self-serving machine politicians who bought the support of unsophisticated immigrants in order to enrich themselves, and middle-class, educated reformers who pursued rational, efficient government in the public's interest. Hayes adds a cautionary note, pointing out that reform was really an upper-class project, with corporations, whose leaders cared mostly about their bottom line, behind many efforts, even if middle and working-class spokesmen acted as their public face. Since Hayes's publication, many more historians have sought to create a more nuanced look at the machine reform dynamic. There are some great studies on this topic for those interested.